Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Jones and we're going to talk about a new market opening up. So Michelle, it's coming soon. Tell us about the new market.
This is our third year of having a fair trade market in Atlantic. It's going to be at the Main Street Grill this year, which is a new location, and we're going to have a lot of new products to this year. So we're really excited to run a fair trade store for 2 weeks from October 12th, starting with Harvest Fest, to the 26th.
All right. And a lot of people have shopped there because you're coming back for this number of years. But I'm guessing there are some people who go, what's that? Can you give us a kind of a background of fair trade?
Fair trade is really about being a conscious consumer, buying products that you know the artisans who make those products are getting a fair price and good working conditions, that there's not child labor, all these things that we sort of take for granted that we have laws for in the United States that may not be the case in other parts of the world. But it's also really fun because you get a lot of really unique products and handmade things that make great Christmas gifts, make great conversation pieces.
Yeah, sometimes you have to gift yourself and add some decor to your home or your office or wherever, because there's just so many kinds of things. So yeah, tell us, I want to come back to the fair trade a little bit, but since we talked about unique and so on, just kind of run down the list of some of the kinds of things that will be at the market.
Well, one of the popular items has always been baskets. So there's baskets with colored designs and different sizes and shapes, and jewelry, scarves, Christmas ornaments, nativities. And we're going to have a lot more variety in our nativities this year, and a lot of olive wood items.
Olive wood items from
Bethlehem.
Yes, I think that'll make it really, really special. And when you mentioned nativity scenes, I remember last year, some of them are teeny tiny, and then there are large ones. There's the whole size thing to choose from. Same thing in baskets. So everybody, I think, can find something that would fit in their home or would be great for a gift.
There's always an interesting to see the imagination that goes into the different items, and because we're getting items from around the world, a lot of the materials are unique to that place. Some of the Christmas ornaments are made out of orange peels, and they're using recycled materials and making, you know, little people, little figurines, things that always just surprise me when I see them.
But and they're nice quality. You know, when you say that, I'm thinking, oh, somebody's thinking this is just a crafty little thing. No, these are craftsmen, but craftsmen of quality.
Yes, yes, they're artisans, really.
Yeah, that's a good term. Now let's talk about, you said all over the world. Are we concentrating on any area, or again, what's in the market going to be from all over?
Well, we work with different vendors, and one of our largest vendors that we work with is 10,000 Villages. And what makes fair trade unique is that they have people who work directly with the artisans and help them choose how to price their products. And they work in 56 countries. They've been one of the first fair trade nonprofit groups. And but we also work with a group called Education and More that works just in one particular place, Costa Rica. So it really is from all over.
So when you go to shop at the fair trade market, you get to take home some nice things for you and others, but you're also doing some good work for other people.
Yeah, I really feel like it's one of the best ways to fight poverty in some of these third world countries, because you're helping somebody with a career. The artisans get paid up front, so it gives them a lot more security than they would have in selling in a more traditional setting. And they're able to take this money and make a better life for their families. A lot of the artisans live in places where you have to have pay for uniforms to send your child to school. So because they're able to do this work, they're able to send their children to school, pay for medical expenses, those kind of things that should be basic needs for everybody.
Yeah, things that we pretty much take for granted here, that that's going to happen for every family. Maybe doesn't for everybody, but pretty much it's something we take for granted. Now, locally, of course, there's a lot of work that goes into organizing this. So who does all that?
We have leadership from five different churches: St. Paul's Lutheran, First United Methodist, the UCC, the Presbyterian Church, and
just going blank. It'll come back to you, Michelle.
The Catholic Church.
Okay. Yeah. Peter and Paul's. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, okay, all that organization and so on, you need that leadership. But the store being open 10 to 5, 6 days a week for 2 weeks, you need lots of workers.
Yeah, we need lots of volunteers. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can contact me or contact one of those local churches. Our contact sort of during the week is Carol Seddon at the Lutheran Church, St. Paul's Lutheran, and Ramona Camp is sort of our volunteer coordinator. So we've sent sign-up sheets out to all these churches, and then she compiles them so we make sure we have workers there for the whole 2 weeks.
And it's fun. I worked last year for a few hours, and it's fun to see, you know, who comes in, and sometimes they're looking for something special, and maybe you kind of know where it is, and maybe not, but there's just, it's so fun to be there. It's just a really positive feeling, Michelle, I think, when you're there.
It's really fun to interact with the different people that are there. You'll see familiar faces, and we've also gotten a lot of people from out of town coming for this event, so it's fun to sort of talk with people and find out where they're coming from and find out if they know about what fair trade is. And I think it's just fun to be in the store because it takes a while just to see all the variety of the products that are there.
Yeah, I think you could go in 5 or 6 times and maybe not any time see everything there. You just have to kind of keep looking. Michelle, when you're saying people are coming from other areas, other towns and so on, do you have any idea how close or how far away, I mean, I'm putting you on the spot with this, in terms of another fair trade market, where else would people find one?
There are some fair trade stores that are actually open all the time. There's one in Ames, and that would be really the closest one to us. So people have come from Omaha and Des Moines because this really is a unique store that's running in our area. So we're fortunate to be able to offer that, something that reaches out to a wider community.
You bet. And offers so many different kinds of things. So I certainly hope people will stop by and take a look and just enjoy, as well as spend a little money and knowing you're helping to support families somewhere else. So, Michelle, you've helped with this several years.
Yeah, Meyer Kyle and I were sort of the visionaries for this project. I had participated in a store in St. Louis before I had come here, and was really interested in the cause. I had taken a class on what fair trade is and really got informed. It's really eye-opening when you find out some of the things that are going on in other parts of the world that are impacted by your purchases. For instance, we'll be selling coffee and chocolate, and some of the coffee and chocolate that we purchase is really basically supporting slave conditions. And
when we buy that in the store.
Yeah, when you're purchasing sort of conventional coffee, because it's really hard to, when there's so many middlemen in between, to trace back the supply chains and know the working conditions. But when you're buying fair trade from our store, then you can rest assured that you are supporting directly the people who are working the farms, who are growing those products.
Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of clarifies the fair trade idea behind all of this. So, Michelle, remind us again where and when.
We'll be at the Old Main Street Grill downtown, and this will be October 12th through the 26th.
And hours are?
Hours are 10 to 5.
All right, and if you want to volunteer, just call Michelle, call Ramona Camp, contact one of those churches, and just get involved because it's a lot of fun. And we want to thank you very much, Michelle Jones, for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.